Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm terrific, Faisal. How about you?
Full. I'm still cold, man.
Yeah.
What? Well, we survived February.
Listen, I got to tell you, February was kind of real winter, but we can't forget we live in a
winter climate.
We've had a great winter this year.
No.
Yes, we have.
No.
I think we have.
Anything under
February's kind of stunk for sure. But I was away for a week of it, so maybe I had less of it than you.
Okay.
Cool show today. Something that's near and dear to your heart, losing weight.
Yes.
How do you do it when you're older? I got to tell you, it's getting...
I can't even do it now.
It's not getting easier. That's right. I got a few years on you. I got to tell you, look into your future, my friend. It's not easy. We're gonna talk a little bit about that. It's not particularly complicated. It takes a bit of discipline. But you know what? It's nothing that we haven't heard before. We need to be reminded to do it. And you lead our health bucket. And part of the health bucket is the lifestyle choices that we make.
Correct.
Right? So we're going to talk about that. It is important.
Absolutely.
How about financial sacrifices?
Yeah, you know, there more and more women are making sacrifices, and mm-hmm. it's impacting their ability mm-hmm. to retire.
Yep.
So we're going to get into the meat of that to find out what are they sacrificing on, what is the impacts.
Yep.
I think it's a very important issue going in the future.
Terrific. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the markets. There's been some confusion, I would say, in some of the conversations I talk about, and I'm just going to use Friday as an example.
Okay.
We get some pretty weak economic data comes out of Canada. You get the Canadian market up. So let's just talk about what's the link between the stock market and economics?
Okay.
This is confusing for people. Last year, we were telling people the economics looked pretty good, and then, of course, we had negative stock markets. This year, we've got super strong markets, and we've got softening economic data.
Yeah, so everything is 100% accurate between economics and stocks if there was no emotion.
And over time.
And over time. So because the stock market is a prediction of the future,
right,
it adjusts as more data is prevailed in the market.
Sure.
Okay. So the markets are not 100% efficient. They don't know everything right away. They take a prediction of the future. It's a forecast of future cash.
That's right.
That's
right.
What it really is. Right. Yep. What I was concerned about when it came to the economy and the numbers that we got out from the Canadian GDP,
yep,
I was concerned because it was subpar. And what I mean by subpar is that they were producing on an annualized basis 0.4%, which was about 0.5% below
expectation.
So what's the real issue of 0.4? 0.4% may not officially be the R word, recession,
mm-hmm.
but it sure feels like it.
Mm-hmm. It's slow.
And when you feel like you're in a recession, you kind of act like you're in a recession.
Right.
And my concern with Canada is not what's happened, it's where we're headed.
Right.
And we're getting distracted right now with this whole SNC-Lavalin stuff.
Yeah, we got our own little political...
we got some drama.
Drama,
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and that we can save for a reality show called the Trudeau Years or whatever, right? But what's getting distracting from this SNC-Lavalin stuff is that we're forgetting or we're not paying attention to the real issues here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so my frustration starts to build because I'm Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me go over last week. We saw five major banks present their earnings.
Yep.
Common theme amongst them was they were earning more money outside of Canada. They were not earning much money or increase in their revenue in Canada.
Right. The concern going into earnings season was the domestic revenue streams and loan impairments versus those banks that had, say, U.S. exposure or international exposure, and how, you know, what the earnings profile was for those revenue, those segments.
When an economy is doing very well, one of the biggest beneficiaries of that
mm-hmm.
are financial institutions.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you are in the world, if your economy is doing well, your banks will do well.
Right.
Okay. When they're not doing well domestically, what's the sign?
Right.
What are they saying, basically?
Right.
That's an aha moment for people here in Canada. Then we look at, we have a pipeline issue. That's not going to probably happen for, I think, 5 years, but we're hearing 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skeptical on that one. And if you look at the products and services that we provide out of this country.
Well, the diversity of our economy.
It's not. And an interesting fact is that Canada is the only G7 nation that doesn't have its own automobile company. We build other companies' cars.
Yeah. Yeah, value-added pieces of it, right?
Right. Yeah, we put it together.
Yep.
But we don't have our own.
Right.
What do we have that's our own that the other countries around the world are putting their hand up saying, we want to buy that?
Right.
When you go through your fridge, go through your house, go through your car, what's Canadian?
Right.
Right. And so we don't have that competitive advantage.
Right.
We need to bring that here. And we need government and businesses sitting down in a room, and I think they should lock the door until they come up with a solution.
We have to shut the government down, maybe.
Well, isn't it already happening right now? Anyway, I digress. Anyways, the issue that I have is that there's not much for me to feel bullish about Canada. Now, Canadian stocks are different that we invest in, at least, because the Canadian stocks that we invest in are doing more business outside of Canada than ever before. So they're going to make money outside. So although they're listed on the Toronto stock market, they're not domestic companies.
Right.
So now, how does this impact the future and retirement?
Right.
This is where I start to tie the two things together, Dave. And when you don't have a growing economy, you don't have a growing tax base.
Right.
Which means you don't have enough revenue coming into the country. Now, failure to have revenue coming into the country, fiscally responsible governments will start to cut services. They have to. And my concern is there's two areas that the government's spending is at the highest of their budget. One is healthcare, the other one is social programs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to focus on healthcare because we have an aging demographic. Over 27% of our population will be over the age of 65 in a few years. Mm-hmm. That means one in four, approximately, will have exposure to health issues as they age.
Increasing health issues.
Thank you. That's a better word. So now my concern is if we don't have enough money coming at the top, how are we paying for all this additional services at the bottom? I think there's going to be a cut there. Then there's also other benefits of Canada. We are a beautiful country. We have a lot of resources. We have a lot of parks and water and these things to maintain costs. We're going to lose some of that potentially. And so my concern is the enjoyment of being in Canada is going to dwindle. The healthcare system in Canada is going to dwindle. And so my concern again is what kind of enjoyment of lifestyle will you have in retirement when we have this type of problem?
So when you say dwindle, I want people to understand that what may happen, Faisal, is you may have to pay out of pocket, right? So there's going to be a shifting of that. So if parks can no longer be, you know, free services, then the cost of those, it becomes more of a user pay.
Correct.
Right? Becomes more user pay. So people, you need to be aware of that, right? So as you're retiring and we're talking about a quality of life and the things that you want to do, in your, you know, to achieve that lifestyle you've worked so hard for, then some of the things that you maybe take advantage of for low cost or free may in fact cost more or have a cost.
You know what I find interesting is I'm part of this social media group of retirees from around the world, and a lot of them are Americans on this. When they talk about their retirement on this chat line or on this Facebook chat group, they are talking about retiring within their country. Mm-hmm. When we talk to our clients, they talk about leaving the country.
Yeah,
not for long-term, like, moving, but for their enjoyment.
Right.
They want to leave our country. Where's the money going to go?
Right.
It's not going to be in Canada.
Right, not going to get spent here.
So if you're going to have discretionary spending of parks and rec and other things that you can do here in this country or hit some other country and you choose other countries, that's going to hurt our economy even more. Mm-hmm. We have to make it more attractive. Mm-hmm. And so I think the government and business and individuals have to get together and work on this program. Otherwise, be prepared for future retirement to be out of pocket more than ever before.
Right. And I just want to come back. We got maybe a minute. But I want to come back to this notion that, you know, on Friday, you get this weak economic data comes out. We see markets move higher. Valuations are important. I mean, we had a conference call. We talked about this, right? The kind of company you invest in, a Canadian company that has international revenue, U.S. focus, okay, is a domestic company, but it's got a revenue stream elsewhere. So it's very, very important that if your economic call is that Canada, if we've got a consumer that's indebted and is going to stop spending, and we did not see in this most recent report that business spending is picking up to replace that.
Correct.
Right? You would expect to see GDP come down. So there's some implications on that. You've got to be very specific about the kinds of investments you have. It doesn't mean Canadian companies are bad because fundamentally, okay, the valuation becomes important. But it does mean that we've got some challenges in this particular economy, right, in our national economy, never mind our provincial economy, that we have to address. And this is what I want to leave you with, at the push of a button, Calgarians, Albertans, and Canadians can get exposure outside of Canada in a heartbeat. You do not have to be invested just in this country if this is not the best country to have your money. And I hate saying that as a Canadian, but from an investment perspective, we can do that very easily.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about this more and into detail and showing how to bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, March 26th at our 8:30 session, because our 7 p.m. session is already full. We are at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in the west side of Calgary. You need to give us a call to reserve your seats, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.ca.
Health is important, and sometimes our lifestyle choice is working against us. Tune in for the next segment. We're going to talk about how to make those two things equal. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.